so much fun on a radio show.
Fun within prescribed limits.
Live from the Nashville Sports Radio Studios.
The government and parents everywhere, they tried to ban it.
This is the George Plaster Show.
He's a fine man.
He's a great broadcaster.
Brought to you by Bart Durham Injury Law. Call George now at 615-844-5600 and online at WNSR.com.
He's a very powerful guy.
And now, here's the man, the myth, the legend, George Plaster.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome in on a day where it can't figure out whether it's going to rain or not. I guess we could still use a little precip. But we have certainly had some over the last 36 hours. Busy update, so let's get right to it by starting out up in Westmoreland, Tennessee. Terry McCormick, how are you?
I'm doing well, George. It's actually sunny here. Looks nice. And so a few clouds hanging around, but right now sun's shining.
Okay. Here it can't quite figure out what it wants to do. But hold on to that thought. Inside our studios is one Jack Gentry. Jack, how are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm hoping the Mother Nature actually decides to get this rain out of her system before the holiday weekend.
Yeah, because at the moment, for a lot of people, it doesn't feel like a holiday weekend. Anyway, Terry, let's start out with all these options involving the TSSAA, because this is the news that a lot of people in our area want to know about. Apparently, the TSSAA has put out three options, and they are going to, if I've got this right, meet to vote about these options on July the 8th, which is next Wednesday. They have also, I guess if you want to say petition, the governor's office has been asked by the TSSAA if it could be grouped with college and pro sports in the executive order, and that would mean game on. However, no response yet from the governor's office. So here are the options that are out there right now. Option number one is a 7-game regular season that in theory could start on September the 18th, if on or around August 29th, the governor's restrictions are lifted. Option number one, the 7-game regular season, would involve a 32-team playoff in each division, or each, however you want to call it, region, whatever, meaning it would be the full 5 weeks of postseason. Option number two is an 8-game regular season, 16-team playoff, which would include the region champions and the runner-ups. And option number three is a 9-game regular season with an 8-team playoff in each region where only the region champ would be invited. Terry, your gut feeling, if it comes down to a vote, is one of these the obvious choice?
I don't know that one is the obvious choice. I think one of the things, they want to get as many games in as they possibly can. They don't want to have a 6-game regular season if they can help it. I think what might end up happening, and I know that, you know, the TSSAA collects a big part of the gate for playoff games, that the regular season games, most of the money goes to the schools, and the TSSAA, I think, takes a smaller cut. So the TSSAA is losing money if they're cutting teams out of the playoffs. So my guess would be that they would compromise, go with an 8-game season, and maybe cut out one round of the playoffs or two rounds of the playoffs.
Jack, any solid thoughts on this?
Yeah, I think that makes the most sense. As fun as a 32-team playoff sounds, I don't think that that's ideal for the TSSAA to have to go through. I understand money and everything has to be right, but I think the second option, the 8-game schedule with 16 teams in the playoffs, I think that sounds reasonable and fair, and I just hope for these high school seniors that they do get to have their season.
By the way, congratulations to the University of Tennessee. Head coach Jeremy Pruitt announcing today that none of his players have tested positive for the coronavirus. Good for them.
And he didn't even have to hire a hygiene coach like Butch Jones. So, kudos.
I think that's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow on the show, you will hear from Nashville SC head coach Gary Smith. It's an interview that we taped yesterday. The reason I kind of bring up that piece of info, Nashville was supposed to travel to Orlando today. They have pushed the flight back to tomorrow, according to multiple sources, because the club had a positive test, and that positive still needs to be confirmed with a follow-up. And, of course, they will open next Wednesday against Chicago in a real live sporting event.
Well, I think a positive test in soccer is different than a positive test in basketball, whereas in soccer, not everyone's touching the ball with their hands. It's played with their feet, obviously. And in basketball, your germs are easily transferred to the ball through hands. It's a skin-to-skin contact game, unlike soccer. So while that is not ideal, I think it's recoverable. I think Nashville SC can recover from this, and I don't know. I have a positive outlook. I'm pretty optimistic on Nashville SC season.
Good. We're all glad to know that. Terry, I know you're thrilled to hear that.
Yes, I am. I hope that they are able to, you know, get their season going and able to salvage something from what was a, you know, promising first year for Nashville SC.
But Jack's positive attitude certainly is a highlight.
I think that's what puts it over the top.
Yeah. So, Terry, have you heard who's going to be the NHL hub cities?
Yes, I have, George. Do you want me to say it or do you not want to spoil it?
Say it.
It's Toronto and Edmonton, both in Canada there.
What happened to Vegas?
I guess they got a little bit of cold feet, shall we say, regarding the coronavirus.
Yeah.
The players have to be pretty disappointed with that ruling. Not that Edmonton and Toronto are boring cities, they're just no Vegas. But interesting. The East is going through Toronto and the West. The Nashville Predators are in the West, obviously, are going to be playing in Edmonton. It's not exactly a short flight up to Edmonton in Canada.
No, it is not. Here is a piece of news, if I can pull it up, that will absolutely blow your mind. It, to say the least, it got my attention. Terry, what do you think it is costing the NBA to have this bubble down in Orlando?
I couldn't even begin to put a price on it. It has to be way up into the millions of dollars.
Okay. Hold on a second. Jack, have you seen the story?
I haven't. I've heard rumors, okay, but I don't know for sure.
Hold on a second. Operating the 3-month completion of the NBA season at the Walt Disney World Resort will cost the NBA more than blank. Terry, what is blank?
I'll say $500 million.
Good Lord. Jack?
Oh, man. I almost want to double it. Well, I'll go $750
million. $150
million. Okay.
Now, guys, this is not...
off.
Okay, both of you are acting like this is Monopoly money. Do not pass go. Collect $200. Park place. I mean... $150 million is a buttload of money.
Well, not to the affluent people on this show. I mean, you look at Jack and Terry, they basically drive Rolexes around.
I'm cutting checks to PGA every week.
Yeah.
Knows this.
Yes.
No,
I'm
but
sure
that is a ton of money. And that
$150 million.
If they're spending all that money, it sure would be tough for Adam Silver to come in there and just decide to slash
and
the
blow
plans.
The thing mm-hmm. out. So listen to this. The league is housing 22 teams plus support staff at 3 resorts. They have arranged for 7 practice courts, and they're playing games at 3 different arenas during the quarantine. It is also providing meals, daily coronavirus testing, and other medical support, security, transportation, and entertainment for more than 1,500 people during the height of the event. Terry, what do we think the entertainment is?
Disney movies.
Well, I mean, that's a good thought. The Seven Dalmatians or
yeah, you know, yeah. Snow White. Uh-huh. I mean, let's face it, they are on Disney's resort.
Yeah, I bet they have a different version of Snow White. So, okay, do not send any thoughts about that last comment. That may have gone a little
George
too
far. Plaster's home address is...
Yeah. let's see where else we want to go here. Rick Pitino is in the news.
Oh, what has Tricky Ricky done?
Well, let me pull it up and I'll tell you. He is now the head coach at Iona, in case you've forgotten.
All right.
This is a quote. This is what he put out on Twitter. Suggestion to the NCAA. If I were Rick, I would stay out of the NCAA's crosshairs right now. I would not be offering a lot of suggestions. Push the start of the season back to January and only play league games. Buy some more time for a vaccine and to get things under control. Although I can't wait to be back on the sidelines, the health of my players and staff is what is really important. Can't really disagree with that.
No.
No?
The regular season games may be the only games Rick Pitino gets to coach, whether they have March Madness or not this year. Iona's not exactly a powerhouse, but no, that makes sense. I understand being precautious and everything, and he has a different perspective because he's in the Northeast in New York where coronavirus has kind of gone off the rails. So it's actually not a bad take from Ricky P.
Yeah.
He does really care about the students of his schools that he's at, too.
Sometimes too much.
A little too much sometimes.
They certainly had interesting living quarters in Louisville. At least that's what I hear. Okay, so now that I'm in all this trouble for all these smart aleck comments that have come out today, why don't we go to our first break and tell you what it is we're going to get into? In about 3 minutes, my buddy Danny Evans, former Dodger general manager, will join us. We will ask the question, why has MLB not yet released a schedule? I think some of the answer involves Toronto, but we'll find out from Danny and get his opinion on a variety of other things. Whatever the case, you're listening to WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Blair, what about my medical bills?
They'll all be taken care of through the settlement.
What about me?
You worry about getting better. Do what your doctor tells you. We'll take care of the rest.
What a relief.
Martin Durham Injury Law, 615-242-9000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-648-9175. 800-648-9175. 800-648-9175. That's 800-648-9175.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And MLS number 3030.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and it was a doubleheader weekend for the Cup Series from Pocono Raceway. Kevin Harvick won on Saturday. Denny Hamlin won on Sunday. Up next is the Brickyard for 4th of July weekend, Indianapolis Motor Speedway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kevin Harvick.
Hi, this is Denny Hamlin. I get my NASCAR news on The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Every single weekday right here.
Live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios, it's the George Plaster Show on Nashville Sports Radio.
219, and I want to say a big thank you right off the bat to our man Danny Evans. He knew he wasn't going to be able to be on Thursday and moved a bunch of things around to visit with us today. Danny, as always, really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome, George. I enjoyed being on with you and your listeners, so no problem.
So I'm going to ask kind of a cynical question, and I think I know the answer, but I'm not certain. Why has MLB not yet released a schedule?
Well, George, usually the protocol on this is about a 20 to 30 day window where you usually get the first draft of the schedule, and you look at it for conflicts, you look at it for availability, for any issues with travel, and it takes weeks to usually get all 30 teams on the same page. They're trying to do that in a one-week period. And because no one knew when they were going to resume play, this gets a little complicated. Plus, spring training is being held, or summer camp, as they're calling now, is being held at the home ballpark. So, you know, there's cities that are more affected by COVID than others. So I think as a result, what's usually done in about a 4 or 5 week basis is trying to get done within about a week. I'm very confident that by Monday of next week, they'll be done. And I think the only reason it's slowed down a little bit is because of the holiday weekend. And George, you know, we're not playing for another 3 weeks. So, you know, it'll all work out.
Is Toronto and their issues delaying any of this?
I'm sure it is, George, you know, because they, for the listeners who don't know, the Canada's had some, you know, major issues about people coming up from the United States, and as a result, they want to make sure that all the player health and safety protocols are in place. So the Blue Jays are assembling in their Dunedin, Florida spring training base, waiting to get an approval from Canada to come up to Toronto. And I think, George, I think you nailed it. I think until that's finalized, they probably can't move forward, because if, in fact, the Blue Jays aren't able to play in Toronto, that does adversely affect the schedule, because they're going to have to find another place to play, and that will affect their travel and other clubs' travel. And I'll tell you, George, I did this for 20, 25 years. Doing the schedule is a really complicated thing, and I give Major League Baseball credit. They're doing a heck of a job to get it all done in a week to 10 days.
Oh, yeah, it's a royal pain. So, Danny, is it your gut feeling, if Toronto can't make it work in Canada, is it Buffalo?
I don't know. You know, it's their affiliate, their AAA affiliate. When I was with them, they were wonderful to work with. It would probably make sense for their fan, you know, for their fan base, just to have their players nearby. I think it's either there, it's Dunedin, or maybe there's another venue they were thinking about. They've had a remodeled spring training facility, so they could accommodate either one. And, George, you know, at least in the initial stages, if there aren't going to be any fans in the stands, it's more the venue than its ability to hold people.
Yeah. So here come a couple more probably dumb questions, but they're not dumb to me.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to be important here. Hockey, it got out today that Vegas doesn't look like it's going to be one of the hubs. It looks like it's going to be Toronto and Edmonton. So is that right, Toronto and Edmonton?
Yes.
Okay. So how would they make it work and yet be giving the Blue Jays all this trouble?
Well, my guess, George, and you know I'm a hockey fan just like you, because they're all playing in one site, in one situation, they wouldn't be traveling outside of either of those two cities, whether it's Edmonton or Toronto. In baseball's case, they would be traveling from any of their opponents' sites to Toronto, and the Blue Jays would be traveling to other sites within the United States, and that's what complicates it, in my opinion.
Okay.
Okay.
Here is the most important question of the day for me.
What am I having for dinner, George, with my friends tonight?
You know what? That's not where we were going, but
okay.
You know what? If it's good enough, I'll be there by 5 o'clock.
We'll hold a chair for you, George.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sitting outside at Chautauqua Park, no problem.
I'll be there. Danny, the best $225 that I spend every year is the extra innings package.
Yeah.
Is that going to be available?
I sure hope so, George, because that's how my obsession with the game gets fueled. I believe that's the case, but, you know, I haven't seen anything published that would indicate, you know, the concern I have, George, candidly, is the blackout rules, too, because that really adversely affects me here in Colorado with the Rockies being nearby. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm just hoping they relinquish those blackout rights, and I hope that package is available because, for me, that absolutely fuels me on a daily basis over the next couple of months.
Yeah, if they don't do that, then the patio isn't nearly as much fun.
I understand, and the refrigerator doesn't seem as cold either.
No, exactly. So, Danny, yesterday the news came out that we have all known was coming for weeks, and that is there was not going to be any minor league baseball this year. Why do you think it took them so long to state the obvious?
Not really sure, George. It's a devastating broadside blow to 160-plus communities across North America. And I feel for so many people that I have relationships with that are really core people in my life. Their well-being is now going to be questionable because of the franchise's inability to host games. There's a lot of things going on. And I know your region, I mean, my gosh, you've got a great ballpark there in Nashville, one of the best ballparks there are, and it's a wonderful entertainment opportunity for the people there in Nashville. Why it took them so long, George, you know what, I don't know. They certainly have not done anything with Usain Bolt alacrity during this entire negotiation, and I think this is just another example. It just seems like they've been uber slow about this whole process. You know, maybe there were negotiations. The agreement is up at the end of the 2020 season, so that probably came into play. But I think it also, you know, this is a moving target. This whole rollout of the late July opener and whatnot has a lot of things involved in regards to the 100-plus page manual that's been produced, a lot of the rules that are being, you know, literally decided upon right now this week. So maybe those things came into play, but I hate to say it, George, it's been pretty apparent for an extended period that there wasn't going to be baseball in any of these venues, and it's a darn shame.
Yeah. So I want to go one step farther, and then I'll turn it over to Terry.
Yeah.
Probably like you, I know some people that own minor league baseball franchises. And I cannot figure out in MLB's desire to contract. First of all, to me, it's stupid because you're eliminating smaller towns where it may be the most important thing going on civically in that town's, you know, existence. I don't understand how that helps the game. But here's what I really don't understand, Danny. You and I both know people that have paid millions of dollars to own a minor league franchise. Isn't there a lawsuit coming from those people saying, wait a minute, we paid millions of dollars under the belief that players were going to be supplied, a league was going to be supplied, and you have made our investment now worthless. How does that work?
George, from a legal standpoint, you know, I don't know. That's there's a reason why I didn't go to law school. I just I decided to be a baseball junkie and work 18 hours a day instead. I was actually took the LSAT, so I could have been, but I didn't. I think there's a lot of talented people around the minor leagues. There's some really extraordinary franchises, and I don't think we're done with this yet. I think there's still going to be some bickering back and forth. And, you know, for me as a guy who's been in the sport for 40 years, I want to see how this is going to look, because I've had some success with later picks. I've had some success with acquiring players who were later picks. And, you know, candidly, when you start messing around with the talent flow, it starts to trouble me. And it also starts to trouble me, candidly, George, that a game that is, you know, trying to constantly keep its fan base intact and grow it, it's hard for me to figure out how it helps us to have fewer places playing baseball. And, you know, I'm not one of the decision makers on this, but for me, from a purist standpoint, someone who's been at almost every minor league venue over the last, you know, 40 years of my career, I hate to see the game wrestled away from those communities. And I just hope they can find a common ground that makes this whole thing work.
Terry, yeah. I vote Danny commissioner.
I do too. I second that notion.
Can I wear shorts?
Sure.
You know, I think that would be refreshing.
The tie does not go around this neck very often anymore.
I believe it. I believe it.
See, I thought you were guys going to ask me about the Field of Dreams game.
That's about what I'm about to ask.
Oh, God, I didn't, did I?
That's where I was about to go.
Oh, shame on me.
See, George goes on the golf course last week and he forgets all about baseball. This is what happens.
I believe we have a reaction from the I believe the studio audience has, yes, a delayed reaction. Thank you. Go ahead, Terry.
All right, Danny, I did see that Major League Baseball is still planning on having the game, as you've been telling us all along. But we now know that the Yankees and the White Sox will not play each other during the regular season this year, because Yankees are grouped with the East, White Sox are grouped with the Central. And I saw that, I guess, the Sox are still going to be there. Do you have an opponent determined yet for them? And if not, is there a pool of teams maybe that you're trying to pick from to make it an attractive matchup?
Well, Terry, first of all, it's not our pick. It's not our game. We're the landlord. So Major League Baseball is compiling the schedule. It won't be the Yankees because teams aren't crossing over their regional schedules. So as a result, you know, the Yankees won't be involved. But Major League Baseball has set the teams. They have not announced it. I'm guessing that gets announced sometime between now and Monday of next week when the rest of the schedule gets announced. You know, I'm just happy and optimistic about the game being played. As I've told you and your listeners throughout, they've never stopped construction of our facility and our field, and we're really excited about the possibility of showcasing our venue, but also being kind of the feel-good moment of the summer. So, you know, I know somebody's going to show up, and barring any unforeseen situations with COVID, I think we're going to be okay. The manual that they put together is over 100 pages. It's called the Player Health and Safety Operations Manual, and I know what baseball is doing right now is trying to make sure that our site and our facility reflects meeting all the guidelines and keeping those players safe. And, you know, I'm encouraged and I'm optimistic, but I also know they're going through all the protocols, and we're good with that as long as we, you know, we think we're going to play baseball here or there in Dyersville, and we're really excited about that possibility.
All right, let's switch gears now, and that's great that you guys are going to be able to do that. Let's switch gears and talk a little bit about the realignment and, you know, and this year's format a little bit with the three 10-team leagues, you know, with East versus East, Central versus Central, West versus West. What teams do you feel like stand to benefit from that schedule-wise, and what teams do you feel like have a more serious challenge because they're not getting to play across divisional lines?
Well, I think one of the critical things for me is you're mixing American and National League teams, and you know, you're going to see 2/3 of your game against your division. But I think what's going to happen, and this for me is one of the difficulties about the wild card, is that some divisions will play more inept teams than others. And you know, that's always a problem for me because, you know, as a wild card entry, you want that club to be playing the same clubs you're playing. Well, they won't be. So as a result, you know, if you're a American League Central team and there's two or three really bad clubs in that division, as a result, you know, if you play well against those clubs, or you play well against teams in, you know, in the other division, the problem is your schedule is not mirroring a team in the East or the West. That tends to be a problem for me, that there's no way out of it. There's no way to fix it. The other issue I have, and I think this is something that isn't getting enough attention, and we talked about this a couple weeks ago. When you're traveling merely within your region, I think that's going to enhance the quality of play for the fans and for the clubs. Because instead of flying cross country and playing a night game in in a venue that's a 6-hour plane ride and 3 time zones different, suddenly you're always going to remain primarily, if not always, within your time zone. And that is going to help the players revitalize when they're playing 60 games in 66 days. I mean, guys, I remember my first road trip. I mean, I was a 20-year-old kid. I was the youngest guy in the group, and we had a 4.5-hour plane ride and had to play the next afternoon. And here's me pretending to be absolutely chipper and happy, and I was dragging. And I'm thinking to myself, how do these guys do it? Well, they don't have to do it like they usually do this year, and I think that's going to show up on the field.
Danny, I'm not one. I hate turning things into political football, so to speak. But what did you make of the comments that Ian Desmond put out yesterday regarding, you know, some of the topics he touched on and his reasoning for not wanting to play this year?
I'm a huge Ian Desmond fan. I've known him since he was a senior in high school in Sarasota. I absolutely love Ian Desmond. He's one of my favorite people in the sport, and I think Ian in his Instagram post was about as honest and forthright as any player I've ever seen. And I give him credit. He's got a pregnant wife. He's got 4 children. And he just doesn't feel comfortable about where he is personally, given everything that's happening in society and the threat of COVID. I respect his opinion incredibly. He's one of the finest human beings I've ever met in the sport, and I respect his opinion and stand by him.
All right. Jack?
Tell you what, let's go to the break first at 2:38. Then, Jack, you'll be first up. If any of you have a question or a comment for Danny in the world of baseball, I would invite you to go ahead and hit a phone line at 844-5600. Again, 844-5600. We should have a few minutes time for that or a mailbag question or two. Either way, you're listening to WNSR.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-478-0480.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-478-0480.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
Call 1-800-478-0480. 1-800-478-0480.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
It is an uncertain time for us all, but kids in foster care have always known an uncertain future. Now, more than ever, we see what it means to truly connect with others in a way we didn't fully appreciate through the simple little things we do. It's those little things that also make a big difference to a kid in foster care, to help them become all they were meant to be. During a time when taking care of each other is by far most important, Youth Villages Foster Care asks that you consider opening your home to these young people who are without one. To keep us all safe and healthy during this time, Youth Villages is offering virtual presentations with information to address your thoughts and questions about fostering a child. Learn how you can become a foster parent at youthvillages.org/foster. Youth Villages, foster a little hope. Brought to you by Youth Villages in cooperation with this station and the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at lynchtreeservice.com.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Vicki Yates is here, ladies and gentlemen.
As a fan of both of the men, this is the place to be. Do you want to know about sports? This is the place to be. Listen to John and Greg. This is it.
Wow. That was awesome.
I quit.
No, I'm done. That's a mic drop.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Kids had won it, Bobby Thompson had done it, and Yogi read the comics all the while.
Great song.
Rock and roll was being born, marijuana we would scorn. So down on the corner, the national pastime went on trial. We're talking baseball, Klazuski, Campanella, talking baseball. The man and Bobby Feller, the scooter, the barber, and the new.
However, as good as the song is, we got some news. Let's So the news is this. Bruce Levine, who is a very good reporter, been in Chicago for years, been a reporter up there. He says it's the Cubs and the Cardinals to play in Danny's game. Danny, I know you can't comment on that, but if it's the Cubs and the Cardinals, way to go, big boy. That would be strong.
Well, I think Bruce Levine's report is the White Sox and the Cardinals.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want Cubs Cardinals?
Well, George, you know, for me, I'm in an awkward place because it's not our game, and it's Major League Baseball's game. You know, I just want the game played.
I butchered it.
That's cool. And candidly, I think, you know, they'll probably announce the participants once the schedule is finalized.
Yeah.
But, you know, for me, I know the White Sox always wanted to be the host of the game because the 19 White Sox are prominently displayed throughout the movie. So, and, you know, for me, that would be awesome. That'd be old home day for me. But Bruce Levine's a heck of a reporter. He's been in Chicago for more than 40 years. He's got great relationships within Major League Baseball. You know, for me, George, it's really funny. After being a person breaking news for my whole career, I'm not the one breaking it anymore.
I know.
I'm the one working around it. I just want August 13th, 2020, to have a game in Dyersville, Iowa. And if it's, you know, if it's any of the 30 or if it's the Rockford Peaches, I'm happy.
We want it to happen for you. Jack, what do you got for Danny?
Hey, Danny, good to talk to you again.
What's up, Jack?
Well, I just have a few questions for you. The first being, with baseball fans so upset with the league and everything that's gone on over the past few months, how important is it for the league stars like Mike Trout, Aaron Judge, and all these other guys to really do their best and market the game like they haven't before?
Well, I tell you what, I think they're in a difficult position because a lot of the stuff that you like to do interaction-wise might be, you know, somewhat prohibited or compromised because of the steps that are being taken to protect the players for the virus. I think one of the advantages we have right now is we have an entertainment forum that people are literally just so excited to see again. And I think as a result, I think the genuine enthusiasm will resonate well with the players. But Jack, I'll tell you something. The players are happy as heck to be getting back and playing baseball. So I think they'll exude that. As far as marketing their product, you know, I think that's more for the central office in New York and the marketing people with respective clubs. But I think the good guys will come through and resonate with everybody because their smiles, their personalities will be such that it'll be a real positive experience.
With the two teams playing in Nashville full of unsigned free agents, the plan is to open the stadium at 10% capacity with the goal of reaching 100% capacity sometime during the season. What are the odds we see fans in the stands in baseball games before the playoffs?
I don't know. You know, I've been really adhering to the CDC rules and the medical experts throughout, and luckily I've got to July 1st without any complications. And I think what's going to happen is you're going to see baseball relying on the medical experts and not doing things that are either political in nature or compromising in nature. You know, these players and all the key individuals with teams, the umpires, the support staff, and they're putting themselves at risk. And that's why this 100-page document is in place. I don't think they're going to compromise those people. And I think as a result, if they adhere to that, you know, I think there's a chance we could see fans, but it's really going to depend what's going on in North America in general. And none of us can can figure that out right now. I mean, that even the July 24th and 25th start date, you know, still has some complications because of COVID situations throughout the nation.
With the MLB not having released a schedule yet, there still are some questions, but we know who's playing who, the NL East, the AL East, the NL Central, the AL Central, and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
When the playoffs arrive, we're going to be looking at a situation that we've never seen like before, with the teams matching up in the playoffs not having played in the regular season up to that point. Does that not automatically translate to more potential upset opportunities in the playoffs?
Well, you do see that in the regular season, because when you play interleague play, you only play against one division annually, and that rotates every 3 years. Plus, the World Series was played for years where you never saw the other league until you played in the World Series. So I think, yeah, it'll be a little different. I think one of the unique situations, I think you'll know your own neighborhood better than ever as a fan. You'll know the Eastern Division clubs if you follow your team. You'll follow, like George will know the American League East better than you've ever known, George. And I think that's actually a positive. But I think one of the negatives is that, you know, you have less at stake now against teams in other divisions until the postseason. And for some people, that might make their view a bit myopic. I really think we're going to have some just inexplicable team in the playoffs, and it's just because it's a sprint, not a marathon. And I think it's going to make, you know, heck, guys, the last 3 weeks of September are going to be crazy when it comes to the schedule, because the compressed season is going to make for more teams competing for those final two playoff spots.
Tony in Nolensville, say hello to Danny Evans on WNSR.
Hello, Danny. Good talking to you again, buddy.
What's up, Tony?
I've got two questions for you. One's about general baseball, and then I've got something I want to ask you on a little personal level. First of all, the general question about the baseball and the game of baseball. I'm a purist, traditionalist. I love the pitcher. Batting, particularly when they're squeeze plays, opportunities, advancing runners, sacrifices, so on and so forth. I'm afraid we've almost seen the last of the hitters in the National League batting. Do you think it's coming to that where we're going to see a designated hitter in both leagues from here on out? That's my general question. And another question I'd like to ask you is, I was fortunate back in the day to watch Bo Jackson and the Big Hurt play both football and baseball at Auburn games. And I've got two baseballs autographed by Bo Jackson that had the Dodgers logo on it. At one time, was he ever going to be, and he had to mark through that before he signed the balls. Was he at one time ever going to be a Dodgers? But you were able to bring him back to Chicago to be connected with the Big Hurt. How much excitement was in the city of Chicago and around the White Sox team organization when you were able to bring them back together?
Good stuff, Tony. Okay to let you hear this off air?
Yeah, I'm going to go and let's do it off air. Thanks, George.
Thank you.
Thanks, Terry. Bye-bye.
Tony, great question. I actually am the one who signed Bo Jackson to come to the White Sox, and it was one of the most creative negotiations I've ever had. I got his agent involved early. I got his doctor, Dr. Jim Andrews in Birmingham, a real good friend at the time. And, you know, I tell you what, Bo was terrific. It was so exciting to see him come back in an artificial hip, unbelievable, to coincide with our new ballpark being built. It was really exciting to have him and Frank on the same club. So that was fun. You know, as far as being a Dodger, you know, he retired before I went to Los Angeles, and he never played for the Dodgers, so that might have just been a ball that just happened to get in his hands and get signed. I can tell you, you know, if he'd have been healthy and I'd have gone to the Dodgers, I'd have been all over him, because he and his family are wonderful people. To get to your first question, Tony, I'm going to disappoint you. I absolutely love the DH. I can't stand watching pitchers hit because they don't. They can't. And I think the game has moved to a point in the last 50 years where pitchers don't hit at all in the amateur ranks and the minor leagues. So I think it's actually good for the game. But, Tony, if you like bunting and you like squeezing, you're going to love extra innings with the new rule with the runner starting on second, because I've seen it for years. And that strategy to move that runner to third is actually so compelling and so fun. I think it's going to really be exciting for a lot of fans.
Danny, we got to run to the break. Thank you for making this happen this week. I really appreciate it.
George, you're welcome. And thanks to the listeners for your questions. We'll talk to you next week.
Excellent. Let's go to the final break. You're listening to WNSR.
Blair, what about my medical bills?
They'll all be taken care of through the settlement.
What about me?
You worry about getting better. Do what your doctor tells you. We'll take care of the rest.
What a relief.
Bart Durham Injury Law, 615-242-9000.
Are you looking for the ideal destination for family fun? A place with the best bowling, games, food and drink, and entertainment? Strike and Spare Family Entertainment is the answer. And with five centers in Middle Tennessee, there is a location near you. All open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit their locations in Donaldson Plaza, Hermitage, and the Tusculum area. And enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville at Circus World, including laser tag, roller skating, bumper cars, Time Freak, a laser maze, a virtual reality roller coaster, and an indoor bungee trampoline. Strike and Spare is expanding their Murfreesboro operations to the old Sears building in the Stones River Mall, with most of the attractions Hendersonville offers. Like them on Facebook for updates on the new Strike and Spare Murfreesboro. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are also the perfect place for your next gathering, from birthday parties to family reunions. For more information, visit strikeandspare.com. Remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
Well, before I left my campsite, I was putting out my fire, and out of nowhere, Smokey Bear showed up and hugged me?
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. He likes it when people correctly put out their campfires. He's pretty big on wildfire prevention. He's just letting you know you did good with a hug. He's a hugger.
I just got a bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update!
All right, I'm going to let you go now. I've got a lot of ranger stuff to do. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
Thinking about buying a home or refinancing? Lori Burnett Leland at MortgageLadyUSA.com can help. Listen to what other folks are saying about their experience. John in Birmingham says, quote, Lori helped me walk through each stage of the loan process and ensured I was comfortable with every step we made. She shared her wealth of knowledge and fielded all of my questions regarding my very first home purchase. She's the best. With the power of USA Lending behind her, and over 50 different bank options, Lori Burnett Leland wants to be your mortgage lady. Call her today at 615-969-4350 or visit MortgageLadyUSA.com. Equal housing opportunity, One Vantage Way, Nashville, Tennessee, NMLS number 1088591 and 45370. Licensed in Tennessee, Alabama, and Georgia.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Welcome, Angie McCartney.
When he'd come home, Jim would say to him, "How are your bowels, sonny? Are you eating something?" He'd go, "Dad, Dad, you know, I'm a beagle. You don't ask me about my bowels." Oh, it's not that funny. Come on.
Yeah, we didn't expect me talking about Paul's bowels this morning.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton, WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Call the George Plaster Show now at 844-5600.
Late word from my buddy Johnny Franks that at 4:35 today he will have former Alabama and NFL linebacker Barry Krause as his guest. And when I think back to Barry Krause, there's a goal line stand against Penn State in the Sugar Bowl that I believe secured a national title for the old Crimson Tide. All of that today at 4:35. My buddy Blair Durham to talk Vegas point spreads when we come back.